Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I liking it so far. I don't. It's not grabbing it right off the bat. I figured I was gonna click on a new Mariah Carey Christmas song, "Fall in Love for Christmas."
It's like Christmas shoes. It's kind of sad.
And what is? There you go. I mean, you got to get to Mariah Carey's voice right away. Really, Khaled or whoever that other guy is, Khalid.
Kirk Franklin.
Who is that? Yeah, I know he likes. He's been around a long time. Kirk Franklin. Yeah, let's get to Mariah. It's a new Mariah Carey Christmas song. It's no All I Want for Christmas Is You, I'll tell you that. But I guess they figure, that's been such a hit, we'll give her another one.
Mm-hmm.
Got a McDonald's menu coming out, Mariah. We've talked about it already, but Mariah is all about this, all about Christmas. I mean, just because that song was such a hit, now she's become like the queen of Christmas. She's doing a McDonald's 12 days of Christmas menu where you get something from Mariah Carey's McDonald's menu every day. And, you know, we've discussed it, but there you go. Mariah Carey's new Christmas song, Fall in Love with Christmas. We're back. It's Thursday. We're back with an all new cover to cover. Holiday season is upon us. We're in it. I am talked out. I must admit, I'm going to give you the best of my energy. I have some left. A lot going on. I get my friend Fortune calls me. Can you do my podcast yesterday? Of course I can, Fortune. There I am for an hour. Blah, blah, blah. Blue, blue, blue. Blee, blee, blee. You know, chatting. Just chatting. Then Heather McDonald says, hey, can you do Juicy Scoop? I say, yeah. Can you do two episodes? Because I want to cover the holiday, Thanksgiving. So, and yes, I can do this. So there, two more hours of talking. It's like 3 hours of talking about... You know, listen, you're probably going to hear some topics touched upon.
Again, on
all of the time. Because I only have so much to give. You know, like if I watch a rock star, whatever this woman was, the lead singer of this band that I watched the video of a couple of days ago. This story's been out for a few days now. And she just pees on a guy's face. You know, like she calls a fan up from the crowd. And I don't know what this band's normal sound is. They were doing a cover of a Rage Against the Machine song. Mm. So right there, I mean, maybe they're a little edgy and they're a little punk and who knows. But it's some sort of music festival. And this girl's in a, I don't know if they're a band that people
see. Sophia Eurista.
Urine on your face-ta should be her name. What is the name of her band?
The band is called Brass Against. Like it's probably just like a ska cover band.
It seems to. Anyway, the funny thing. So then maybe you guys have seen the video. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. I don't know how like attached to your phones and these sort of things you guys are. Hopefully not as much as me. Because I see this shit pop up and I'm like, I have to go find this video unpixelated. You know, I'm getting a lot of them. But it's pixelated. I'm not seeing the pee-pee coming out.
Well, and we want to see the...
I've since seen it. But I have to dig around to find the pee-pee one where I can actually see it. And I don't know why. I mean, I got, even with the pixelation, I got what was happening.
Yeah.
So she says, I need somebody from the audience. I got to pee. And of course, there's a guy who, you know, I guess if some people are into that shit, yeah. This guy seems to be into it. He hops. So he's probably excited that he's into this band, I guess. And so he's excited that this girl who he's probably loves because she's in his band is going to pee on him. And he lays down on the stage. He pulls the pants on. And the great thing about the video is behind her the whole time is a horn player. He's playing the trumpet or something behind her in the band. He's not reacting at all.
Unfazed.
This, I mean, what a pro. This guy is just playing his trumpet the entire time. Not even... And there's a lot to be fazed by. Mm-hmm. She pulls her pants down kind of slowly. This guy's lying on the ground. There's not one point where this trumpet player stops and goes, what the fuck is happening here? Like, is she really going to piss on this guy's face? And she does. She goes, I mean, just way... A lot. It's are you watching it now?
I'm trying.
Alex is watching it.
It's so much pee, it won't even load.
So that, like, the guy, she's right on his face, too, and he's, like, spitting it out of his mouth. It is hard to watch, but, you know, some people are into that sort of thing. Thankfully,
he probably...
There's a part of me, I guess there's a small part of me that's like, hey, you know, I guess people are perverted, you know? Some people are into weird shit, and... You never know what their hang-ups or hookups or whatever are going to be. And you're like, there's a part of me, I guess, that's like, I guess I'd like to be into something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
These people like that more than I've ever liked anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, they do have a passion about something. I know it's pee-pee, but this guy seems to be into it. And listen, I like bands, and I've gone to a lot of concerts, and I'm into... a lot of bands, and it would be exciting to, like, be up on the stage with the band, whoever they are, whoever you're into. But I don't know if I want Bon Jovi, you know, peeing on my face,
you
or whoever, Paul McCartney or Billy Joel. Like, I don't need him peeing on my face.
I think I can make more of a pass for an original artist than a cover artist. I mean, she's a cover artist.
Is that all they're doing?
They do covers.
They're doing covers?
They're a cover band.
Okay, well, they've never gotten more press than this because it's all over the place. And so much so that some people are saying it was a bit of a stunt. So whether it was a stunt or not, the pee is happening.
Yes.
Somebody's face is getting peed on. Whether it was a stunt or it wasn't a stunt, somebody's getting peed on, and we all watched it. And that's...
And also,
fantastic.
How do you get, like, if you call me up on stage and I'm in front of all these people and you're like, all right, now I'm going to pee on you. I will walk through all those people again, disappointed.
Exactly. Like, now this guy's a pee-covered dude in the audience, and I don't know. But
no, I mean, like, he could have said no.
Right.
Like, how wrapped up in it could you be that...
Some people get hot, you know, they get into it at a concert. Who knows? I mean, I guess you're better off getting peed on than being at a Travis Scott concert in the end. So, I don't know. That's the situation there. We'll try and get through a couple of stories. I want to cover a little bit. I did cover it on Juicy Scoop. You're probably going to listen to both of these. Juicy Scoop is also on today. And I went out last night. I'm talking out, Alex. I'm talking out Uber. Back in a Lyft, back in a 7:30 p.m. Lyft, comes to the house. I get in it, you know. I'm sitting in the back. He's got the Starlight Mints and a bottle of water. I haven't done that in a long time. Haven't really Lyfted or Ubered, except for an airport here and there, but not to like a thing where I'm like, I'm lifting to this because I might have some drinks and I feel like driving. I got invited to the Cameo. It's an app. Many of you have done them. I've done hundreds of them, and I've given some to you guys. So maybe you know what it is. If you don't, I'll give a quick explanation. You do like messages to people. People say, wish my wife a happy birthday for whatever I charge, 30, 25 bucks, whatever. And then you know, say, hey, happy birthday. And that's Cameo. And it's a big deal. I guess a lot of people are on it. A lot of C-list celebrities, some big celebrities, some small, a lot of athletes, a lot of comedians. Everybody does it. Some people make a ton of money at it. Some people make, like me, a couple of bucks, and it's another way to revenue stream, as they say.
What are you, the front woman from Brass Against?
Like a revenue stream on your faces. That's what it is. So I get invited to their party. It's the Thanksgiving holiday Cameo party at this mansion in Beverly Hills. I look it up online, $25 million match. I'm like, oh, that now I'm a little more inclined to go because it's not at a Red Lobster or something. It looks like it's going to be exciting. So here I go. I'm supposed to go with Heather McDonald. I recruit her to go with me because I don't feel like going alone. And, of course, she's all into it because she thinks it's a big party. And then, of course, at 4:30, I get a call from Heather that she cancels. And that's fine. She's, you know, sometimes you just don't want to get off the couch. And I completely understand that. It was hard for me to get moving. Mm-hmm. But I did it. And now I'm in my lift and I'm heading into Beverly Hills, which I don't know if you guys know the topography of Los Angeles, but I'm in the valley. And I'm old, and I it's tough to get me over the hill these days. Mm-hmm. But here I am. I'm over the hill. I'm on Sunset Boulevard, going memory lane for me. You know, back in the old days, I used to be the king of Sunset Boulevard. But you know, waiting tables, bartending, running from Saddle Ranch over to Red Rock, over to Mirabel, just having a time of my life. What's up, everybody? Hey, ladies. Hey, it's me and Meghan Markle and folding napkins. I mean, the shit was popping. Talking a long time ago.
Yeah. You ran that street. Oh, there wasn't a roll-up on Sunset that you didn't roll
you
up.
Alex, you never saw those salt and peppers get below a certain level. I had them filled with my side work every night for 12 years.
You never met a ketchup you couldn't marry.
There was nobody better at balancing the ketchups on each other than me.
Yeah.
I could do it within seconds. I could have 15 ketchups on top of each other. And then I believe I don't know if it was Los Angeles or somebody passed. I think it was like illegal to marry ketchups. It's kind of gross and germy and whatever. But everybody was like, okay, sure. Yeah, we're not going to do it. What are we going to throw the bottle out? Fuck you. This was like a Greek owned restaurant where they don't throw anything out.
No.
Like, just make that tomorrow special. So anyway, that was the situation. Here I am back on Sunset. And I'm in, like, here I pull up. Big lights and cameras and, you know, people getting in and out of cars, and there's, you know, pink lights spinning around. And this is, you know, it's a residential home in the middle of Beverly Hills. But these are, you know, you guys know the deal, giant $25 million houses. And some of them are just for shit like this. Somebody owns it, no, doesn't give a fuck, and they rent it out to people.
It's a hype house.
Well, that's what this is. Yeah. I didn't realize this. And you know this doesn't end well. I mean, you haven't heard about it yet, but it's happening. So I walk in, of course, and first of all, I get there, and everybody's getting out of their cars. And I waited the proper amount of time. It started at 7 p.m. I'm like, I'm not going to get there at 7 p.m. I have 7:45. I get there. So here I am. I'm now alone, which is like, I'm cool with that because I'm going to meet a comedian friend of mine who works at Cameo. So I know I have somebody named Tommy, good dude. So I walk in. Now, first of all, I see a lot of people getting out of these different Range Rovers and cars and whatever the case may be. And it's a lot of big, giant black guys, a lot of 7-foot black dudes. So they're obviously either Lakers, Clippers, former Lakers, former Clippers, Bulls, but whatever. They're all basketball players because athletes are pretty big on Cameo too. What I've learned, I learned this last night. So a lot of athletes are coming. Then I see Cedric the Entertainer.
Ooh.
He gets out of his car. I'm like, okay, maybe this is going to be a decent celebrity-filled night. Okay, so then I'm in. I walk into the house. This is gorgeous, crazy house. But it's set up for a party. You know, it's not like anyone's living there. Mm-hmm. They block off the hallways. They got security. Nobody's going to steal shit.
Yeah.
And a big pool in the backyard, and there's people rolling around in the pool and balls. They got these big, balls, and there's like dancers in the balls with lights and stuff, and they're just moving around on the pool. Two or three
walking on water.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, okay, well, this is exciting. Now, everybody in there from outside of the basketball players I see, and I just assume they're basketball players, probably racist of me and dumb of me, but if you're 7'1" black guy, I'm just going to go ahead and be a dumb fucking whitey and assume you're playing some sort of basketball because you're invited to you're invited to the Cameo party. Second of all, you're 7'1", and I'm going to guess you're not an accountant.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but it seems, and then I see a basketball player I do know, John Sally. I see him walk in, and he knows all these guys. So it's a lot of hugging that. Then I meet Andre Reed, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills back in the days when the Buffalo Bills, lost 4 Super Bowls in a row, but he was on that team. He comes up. His wife's a fan. whatever, I start chatting with Andre Reed. I don't know it's Andre Reed at the time. I know I recognize his face, but he's chatting with me, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody else mentions to me that it's Andre Reed. I'm like, oh, thank God. I thought it was somebody, but I didn't know who.
I had a feeling.
Then I look over to the, you know, a little bit over here. And now I'm talking to my friend Tommy, and he's kind of he works at Cameo, and he's giving me the breakdown of what this party's all about. It's Cameo's rented this house for, I guess, a couple of months. It's the Cameo house.
Oh.
Whatever that means. Oh,
that's not good.
And now, exactly. So now I'm getting, and now.
Which is like celebrity rehab.
Now here come all the nerds from Cameo. Okay. Who, like the CEO of Cameo and. You know, CEOs, CEO, whatever. If I get
CFO,
nine people who were somewhat high up in the Cameo world.
Not 7 foot one.
Chris Frangiola, love you. Thanks for being a Cameo. Now I know there are much bigger people on Cameo than me, but I was very early on Cameo. I remember they called me when they first started doing it, and I actually spoke to the CEO himself. Like he called me, I was like, "We'd love to have you on board. It's a new thing we're trying," and I was on early.
Yeah.
So he remembered that. He's like, "I remember when you started. Love you." Bah, bah, bah. Okay, great. He's telling me all these stories about the house. And he goes, and I'm staying here for the next 6 months. Now I'm like, oh my God, here, this. And they're all excited. They're in Hollywood. Like, where? Yeah. They're from Chicago. Many of, I guess it was a Chicago-based company at one point. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that either. But they had a place. They're Chicago-based. Whether they are anymore due to COVID, they don't really stay in the office like everything else. Mm-hmm. So they're out and about. But they're excited to be in Hollywood. This is new to them. There's a pool. There's cute girls. There's basketball players. There's Cedric the Entertainer. It's fucking me.
So this company's about to go under.
Well, that's this is all
is
the things
you're saying,
Alex. This is everything I'm thinking. I'm like, well, I mean,
like,
how,
this is
how much longer is Cameo
going
to be around? And, you know, like I literally feel like I'm in some sort of like the beginning of that Facebook movie or Less Than Zero or something where it's all going to go to shit eventually. Mm-hmm. And here's what's going to happen. And I don't wish this on them, but of course, this is how. When you put a bunch of tech nerds in a fucking $25 million mansion in Hollywood, there's going to be a couple of cute girls going over. These tech nerds don't know how to behave in you know, real society. Somebody's going to grope somebody, and then they got to wrap that house
you
up.
You familiar with David Dobrik?
Yeah. It's a David Dobrik. Yep. This thing is David
somebody
Dobrik.
Somebody in the posse is going to
there's a posse member. Yeah, it's not going to be Dobrik, but it's going to be a posse member who can't control his fucking hormones. And it's coming. And I saw it happening. So I'm having a nice time. There's the bar's easily accessible. I walk up. I don't like to cause trouble. Mm-mm. I go to the bar. I say, I just want a Heineken. Because it's a Thanksgiving-themed party. Mm-hmm. And they're offering all sorts of Thanksgiving-themed cocktails that take a long time to make. The poor bartender's back there. He doesn't have his real bar. He's got a makeshift bar. I did it. I was a caterer for years. Yeah. It's tough when you got that makeshift bar back there. Like, can you please just order a beer or a vodka soda? Make my life easy. Mm-hmm. No, I want the pomegranate fucking blah, blah. And I got to put 9 things in it. Shake it up. But can I have 6 for me and my friends? Like, oh, shit. Now everybody's waiting an hour because this bitch has got to get 6 pomegranate shits.
They should almost have a cocktail side and a server side.
Oh,
and you just go by line.
You might have just fixed the fucking problem,
Alex.
Just
go by line.
Yeah. So I get in there, I say, I'll take a Heineken, real easy, from one from my friend Tommy as well, and we're off and running. Now I got my drink, now I'm like ready to check out the scene. And here we go. It's a lot of people. I'm talking 100 packed, outside, on the pool. I feel good. I feel like I have a proper outfit on. I feel like my hair's right. I feel like I'm okay. Am I the oldest person there? Probably. But you don't need to know. It's dark enough that that's not going to be
exposed. But only because Andy Dick just got arrested.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. He's not there. So, and now this guy, my friend Tommy, is pointing out to me who a lot of these people are.
Okay.
You know, outside of the people we all know, Paula Abdul's there.
Oh.
He says, there's Paula Abdul. There's Cedric Entertainer. There's a couple of Lakers. And I'm like, oh, good. There's Andre Reed. Everybody's nice. Then he goes, and I see a lot of people, you know, crowding around certain folks.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Who's that guy? And he goes, oh, that's the TikTok guy. 75 million followers on TikTok, 150 million followers on TikTok. So it's a lot of TikTok people.
Yeah.
And
isn't everything nowadays?
Exactly. So that's what it is. It's just a TikTok it's a celebration of all things Cameo, TikTok, fucking all these other stupid, you know, sites where you talk to each other. You know, Clubhouse and all this dumb shit. It feels like it's all these people.
Yes.
All jerking each other off. And that's great. So I'm having a nice time. And the people are coming up and, you know, Cameo. It's a lot of Cameo employees, but they all work for, you know, people. They have the, because Cameo, what Cameo does is they do, you all have like a representative. They take like 10 celebrities. So like I have Chris
cool.
Frangiola, Caitlyn Jenner, And I call, they're a little annoying. They call me every now and again, like, hey, Chris, we're running an ad for, you know, special Father's Day cameos. Put it out there. I'm like,
you're like, nobody's father wants to hear from me.
Then I run into my friend Jeff Dye. Jeff Dye comes walking in, comedian friend of mine, good buddy. I've known him for years. So I'm excited to see Jeff Dye. I'm like, okay, finally somebody I could chat with, you know? So Jeff and I pretty much hang out for the rest of the evening. And I'm just excited to be out, excited to see young, like this is what's happening. I've been missing, I haven't seen it in a while. Like people being young people who I guess are somewhat successful, if that, you know, is any, I guess it's a success of some sort, being a TikTok fucking person. And I'm noticing everybody is talking in the same, everybody's having some sort of weird inflection on their voice. I'm talking the women, the men, everybody's
like
talking.
Like new vocal
everybody's talking like this, kind of. Everybody is talking in kind of a gay voice, which you can't say anymore, but it would be if we were still politically incorrect, whatever, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, when we could do gay voice.
Yeah.
Everybody is now talking in gay voice, whether you're gay or straight. This is how everybody's talking, whether you're a TikToker.
Which
or
is
not.
Actually cultural appropriation.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there listening to everybody come up to the bar, and they seem like straight people because they got like girls with them and stuff. And these are the women too; they're talking the same way, and they're like, "Vodka soda, vodka soda, vodka soda, five vodka sodas." It's everybody. It's just that is the way everybody talks.
It's Hollywood now.
In the new world,
yeah,
that we live in, where there's no genders and there's no everything. Mm. It's just one voice, and that's it. Is some sort of annoying twang that everybody's got, vodka soda.
It's kind
of
twangy, huh?
Yeah, and that's what it is. And that's what everybody's doing, and everybody's got their cute little outfits on, and we're having fun. It's a nice time. I go get another drink, and now I'm two in and hanging with everybody, and there's a lot of tray pass food, which I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, very adamantly opposed to tray pass. Adamantly opposed. I do not like eating standing up. I do not like eating standing up in a crowd. I do not like having to be now responsible for finding a place to put a napkin or a plate or a fucking chicken satay stick that I had just had to deep throat to get a little chicken off the end of it. Oh, do I got to put this 9 inches down my throat? Yeah, to get the chicken. Ah, and that's what I'm doing while I'm talking to people. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sitting here within very close proximity of people talking. I'm stuffing my face with cheeseburgers. No, I can't do it. And they, honestly, I know it was a Thanksgiving themed thing over there at this Cameo party. So every food was Thanksgiving themed.
Ah.
You know, so, but if you're going to do tray pass with people standing, you got to make it easy.
Yeah, you can't do mashed potatoes.
No, I'm not kidding. They come around with like little plates of like turkey and cranberries. And I'm like, but it was all like handheld. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do
with
that?
What's the point?
I'm supposed to eat an entire turkey meal, like Thanksgiving meal, in one bite. That's kind of what they did. I'm like, no, I don't. I can't eat it all. Like if I was sitting down, and then of course I'm angry when I drive home because now I'm starving. And I'm like, you know, I should have just had some fucking turkey by the pool.
Yeah.
Why didn't I have turkey by the pool? Because I don't want, you know, a Cedric the Entertainer watching me eat turkey while I'm talking to Jeff Dye or Paula Abdul. I don't need Paula Abdul, who's a professional judge, I believe. That's what she does for a living. She judges talent or dancing or
singing,
eating,
and dancing.
Some shit.
Yeah.
I don't want her judging the way I eat cranberries.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not going to do it. So I didn't do it. Of course, I let it all go by me. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. And then, of course, on the way home, I'm starving and wish I would have gotten, you know.
Yeah.
But then I go drive through or something, and I come back to my house, and I sit by myself and eat like a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm not standing up while I'm talking to Andre Reed, 4-time Super Bowl loser. And that was it. That's the party. Exciting to be out. Like I felt Christmassy. I felt holiday-y.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to be, I felt like I was in a scene. I'm on the scene. I'm a fucking player in this business. And then of course I gotta go to the bathroom. There's a fucking, you know, line. an hour line for the bathroom. And then, I turn into the old curmudgeon, like, ah, Jesus, this is why I don't go out, because you can't even pee anymore anywhere without the whole rigmarole. So I can't
Fun thing about people that talk like this, they take forever in the bathroom.
One girl went in.
A lot of powder.
One girl went in, and girl, God, I don't know, it could have been a loke. I don't even know. she goes in, and then I swear to God, I mean, I'm like, is anybody going to say anything? This has now been 15 minutes. Yes. What are we doing? And you know, eventually comes out. Nobody says anything. Everyone's so polite. Yeah, can't buy. I'd have to apologize to her, and I would not. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, so, she's a princess.
Everybody that was nice, and there was a lot of, I talked about this on Juicy Scoop. There was an issue at one point, and this is going to be something, because we're in the, let's face it, we're in the party, holiday party season. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be invited to holiday parties. We're going to be in crowds. We're going to be in groups. The other thing which is interesting about this, it was a vax card check situation on the way in, and, you know, I seem like everybody had them. Who knows? Listen. It's not exactly a doctor checking the vax cards. You know, this is some security guard who was working at the mall this afternoon, and now he's checking vax cards. And then, whatever. Like I said, look, I like to say, the last full physical I got was from the hosts at Applebee's. You know, like now going into Applebee's, the girl goes, okay, full, we're going to give you a temp check.
Temperature.
Now, yeah.
Stand on the scale. Yeah,
I'm just going to wait for some blood work from the busboy tomorrow, and then I can sit down. Yeah. So anyway, I walk in. And to this party, and it's packed. I mean, you wall to wall people. Not a mask inside, not anything inside. But I guess the point being, if they check the vax cards, everyone's vaxxed, we're all free to spit on each other. Okay, fair. I'm good. I'm ready for that. Mm-hmm. I'm good for that. I like it. Let's have some fun.
You like a little bit of spit?
Everybody's having fun. So that. But at one point, I'm talking to Jeff, and I think Andre Reed is there. And you know, we're having a nice chat about Coeur d'Alene.
Ooh.
I know. They bring up Coeur d'Alene.
It's a nice place.
Well, that's what I hear. Andre Reed, who's I think he's a Hall of Famer. He is. Actually, he's a Hall of Fame football player and an amazing football player back in the late 80s, early 90s, I think.
Back when you could still afford a nice piece of dirt in Coeur d'Alene.
Well, he was telling me he just did a golf tournament in Coeur d'Alene. And he said, I've never seen it. And I've heard about it. I've seen it. I've heard about it. I've been to Spokane many times, and they're always like, take the half-hour drive to Coeur d'Alene. And everybody's talking about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. Live there. That's where you need to be. Get a place on the lake. And, of course, then I go home, and I'm starving, and I'm sitting there eating donuts that were delivered to me by some donut company, three-day-old donuts in my kitchen at midnight. I'm sitting here eating three, and I'm now Googling, Redfin, Coeur d'Alene homes. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's $35 million homes, and there's also shit that you can get, but it's apparently a pretty nice neighborhood. Andre Reed told me there's no garbage. He said, I don't know what they do with their garbage, but I didn't see any garbage cans.
That's not bad.
I'm like, okay, that's somewhere I'd like to be. So I might be moving to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I think it's also Trump boat capital of the world, and which is fine. I could live with that. You invite me on your boat. I could sit there and pretend I'm not. I think he is gonna come back and kill Tom Hanks.
He killed
and
all the pedophiles.
Yeah, he's gonna kill the pedophiles and bring pizza back and whatever the fuck. And
he's gonna bring pizza back.
No, well, PizzaGate. You know, he's gonna that a pizza place again and not just a pedophile ring.
Not just a place.
Yeah, right. So and I.
Well, I'm voting.
And I can sit on the boat and go, okay, I'm good with this. You know, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, we talked a lot about Coeur d'Alene. Once again, I have nothing to say about anything. This is always my fear when I go out in public places. I feel like the boring person that I am gets fully exposed when I'm out because I find that when you're in a social situation, there's only a few topics you people discuss in situations like this. It's sports a little. What do you know about sports? This, that, is the Lakers doing this? Who's doing this to the Lakers? LeBron did this to that guy. Okay, there was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty big sports fan, but I don't. You start going deep, I'm like, And then of course a little bit of I try to bring up stuff that I like. You see this girl peeing on this guy's face? Like what? Nobody knows anything I'm talking about. Then I got to explain it. You know, and now it's too. I can see nobody's interested, and they're like, this is just a gross conversation, and I am. So then she called. The guy comes out of the audience, and she pees on his face. Like, who invited this guy? I'm like, I was an early adapter.
And there was a guy playing a trumpet. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
And they're like, what is he talking about? So I try. I try to bring up pop culture shit. And at least not at this party. It wasn't.
No, these people are culture.
Wasn't the place. Wasn't the place for. And then of course, like other stuff about neighborhoods. You know, where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you live? It's nice over there. Nice over here. Mm-hmm. And then of course, comedy. Yeah. Then once I get my comedian friends around, which I had Jeff and I had Tommy, I was like, okay, now we could just talk about the same thing I always talk about with you and everybody else. It's just shithole clubs that I've played along the way. Did you play that shithole? I played that shithole. How many? I've played it 5 times. Is it a shithole when you played it? It was a shithole when I played it. Okay, good, good, good. And then I'm good again. Yeah. Then I'm like, okay, this is, makes me feel like I don't have much to talk about, but when I'm with my people, I can talk about that.
Did they forget to pick you up from the airport? Because they forgot to pick me up from the airport.
Alex is the exact conversations I'm having with Jeff. And then at one point, we're all having a nice conversation. And I start smelling like a strong BO, like a strong fucking cab driver in August, New York City BO. You know what I'm, if for those of you who've been in New York City cabs in August, you know what I'm talking about. This is a fucking BO.
Pungent.
Pungent. And it's blowing, coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, do a, whoa, bang. And I know it's not Jeff Dye. Because you look at Jeff Dye and you're like, I know it's shit. Jeff Dye keeps his shit tight. Jeff Dye's together.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not him. I know it's not my friend Tommy because he's another guy who's got his shit tight. And I see Andre Reed, another type of guy who's got his shit tight. I'm like, all right, it's none of these three guys I'm talking to. And then I turn around and I say, oh, here it is. I spot the guy. He's some TikToker. He fucking, you know, who uses natural, fucking perfumes or something. He rubs roots on his crotch.
Uses a charcoal dust on his armpits. Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, I know who this is. I know where this is wafting from. Mm-hmm. But now my thing is, I don't want these people that I'm talking, especially Andre Reed, fucking 4-time Super Bowl loser, I don't want him to think that it's
you.
Me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just got to walk away from this and maybe kind of swing everybody to a different location. Because this could be pinned on me.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything about me that looks like I would have BO, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, it's Andre Reed, because he wouldn't say it to my face. He'd be driving home with his wife going, that guy was nice, but God, the BO one. I'm like, I'm not there to defend myself. Uh-huh. Wasn't me. It was the fucking TikToker. It's a skateboarding TikToker. You saw who it was with the cornrows. You know damn well who it was. It wasn't me. White kid with cornrows. That's who it was. Or dreadlocks, not corn. Dreadlocks. What's the fucking, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway,
skateboarder with dreadlocks.
You know who it is. Everybody knew who it was, that was another issue I'm having. So these are the reasons why it's probably best I don't go out, because it's not just I had an easy breezy time. You know, I got the pee-pee. I had a nice conversation. Nobody had BO. Mm-hmm. I had a drink. I went home. No, it's not that. I'm freaking out about the tray pass. I'm freaking out about the BO. I'm freaking out about 15 minute bathroom lines. So, but all in all, happy to be out. Exciting times, and we're in it. We're in the holiday season. That's, I guess, what we're here to talk about is the holiday season. And you know, Thanksgiving is almost upon us. Which I will be, you know, last minute addition for those of you who live in the area. Speaking of Thanksgiving. Have a great time with your family on Thanksgiving. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your families. Enjoy everything about it. I think, you know, we're wide open. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be able to go over your family. CDC has said you're free to talk to your family. However, if you live in the La Jolla section of California, La Jolla, down there in the San Diego area of the most fun city in the world, I believe we discovered a few weeks ago. La Jolla, California. I will be just added last minute addition. Somebody, some issues with somebody, and I am now going to be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not Thanksgiving, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving. Go to LaJollaComedyStore.com and get your tickets to that. I will be there for 5 shows: 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday. Come on down. Or don't. I don't know. I'm getting, it's a last minute situation. So you know, I'm going to be getting paid regardless. But I'd love to see you. I'd love to have some fun. Going to be a real loose, fun show. I don't care, and it's going to be fun. So that's what I'll be doing Thanksgiving. And, of course, the other things that, you know, just family and that kind of stuff on Thursday. As we've been talking about, the party holiday season is upon us, and we're all trying to eat better. But a healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon, yes, our favorite Magic Spoon is back sponsoring this podcast, and we are happy to have them back. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. I have been drinking protein shakes and powder for years, but finally found a delicious way to get my protein after my workouts. Alex, you know too, you're a workout guy.
Yep.
This is the way to get your protein. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. The variety pack, 4 flavors, are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. The only thing that I feel is a bad thing about Magic Spoon is, for me, the boxes are, I mean, I can't stop eating it. I love it. Yesterday, I must have had like 9 bowls of Magic Spoon, and I feel like I'm doing, I normally, back in the old days, would have 9 bowls of cereal and feel like that was a terrible thing. I probably got so much sugar and so many things I shouldn't have, but not when you're doing Magic Spoon. It's fantastic. So go to magicspoon.com/cover, C-O-V-E-R, grab a variety pack and try it today. And to be sure to use our promo code COVER, C-O-V-E-R, checkout, to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/cover. Use the code COVER to save $5. We are happy to have Magic Spoon back, and I suggest you start eating it now. For the holiday season, slim yourself down, get cute, and have fun doing it. Thanks, Magic Spoon. Many of you will be going to families' houses for the holidays, for Christmas and Thanksgiving, things like that. And a lot of you will be staying at your family's houses. You know, sometimes you go and you stay. I'm going to stay at mom and dad's house, the house I grew up in, whatever. Sometimes you get hotels. But a lot of times you're in the house that you grew up in.
Yes.
So according to InStyle magazine, these are the ways to masturbate in your parents' house. And this is not a joke. This is a real article.
I mean, didn't we all learn this by 18?
Yeah.
We all
know how to get in your parents' house. And they give you some tips on how to do it now. Yeah, but now that you're not 18, you know, you're out of your parents' house. Now you're back in it. So you gotta figure out how to do it. And this is according to InStyle. These are the ways to do it. Dr. Jen, who is this is not a joke, everybody. No. This is a doctor, a sexual doctor, okay? And she's going to give you some tips. When the coronavirus pandemic, I decided to leave my apartment and go stay with my parents in the suburbs, and now she says you're going to be doing it again for the holidays, and then it's a whole new situation. Many people are feeling tense. Okay, so here you go. Are you ready? This is number one. I know you guys love our lists, and these are our list. And I'm sorry, this is a little dirty, but this is from InStyle magazine. This is not from. It's not some smut peddling.
But this isn't pure smut.
No, this is not pure smut.
Diet
this
smut.
Is a doctor who wrote this article, and it's in InStyle magazine. It's not in the club or We or one of those dirty magazines. It's not in Barely Legal magazine, which is one that I see in truck stops throughout the country. Barely Legal comes in a plastic wrapper with a DVD. Comes with it. Yeah, you get 3 magazines, Alex, 3 Barely Legal magazines and a DVD, $9.99.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's not bad.
Did they put one of those out quarterly, you think, or is that?
I don't think it's a Time Life publication, so I'm not exactly sure when they're putting them out. But anyway, number one is create some privacy. Do your best to create some boundaries and privacy at your parents' house or wherever you're staying. I don't know if anybody's ever stayed at their parents. There's no privacy.
No.
What are you doing in there? Christopher, we're having dinner. Get out here. So I don't know what your parents are like, but there's create privacy. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? There are a few ways you can do that. You can tell your parents, this is so great. You can tell your parents that you need some privacy to go meditate. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Mom, dad, listen, I need some privacy to go meditate. They'll be like, oh, what kind of hippie shit is going on? Yeah. What are you doing? You'd be better off saying, I got to go masturbate in one of your rooms. Mm-hmm. You got a room to do that? This is all so. It just,
he was
like,
meditating in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Just talking about it is uncomfortable to me. Like, it's, another option is to simply ask them, oh my God, what? What kind of fucking hippie
Who
parents do
this?
You think we have? Just and knock before, just please knock before coming in the room.
Yeah.
This is a legitimate piece of advice from this person. Knock before coming. Please knock before coming in the room because I will be masturbating.
Put a cowboy hat on the door.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Okay, here's number two. Get some portable goodies that are quiet. Like, like what type of sexual deviance are you people that you can't go to your parents'
house
for
weekend
without
two, 3 days without
your fucking jackhammer vibrator that's fucking knocking the roof off the place? Like, once you've established some privacy or everyone is asleep in the middle of the night, you're going to want to make sure you can do it without, oh my God. So get the Hitachi wand. It's plug-in, and it's very quiet and portable. Or you could just go, you know what, for 3 days, I don't have to fucking, you know, to beat my bean around for a couple of days and maybe have a little respect for my parents' fucking terrible sheets, you know? But I guess try, could you imagine? Here's number three. Try silent foreplay. Staying at your parents' house is not the time for FaceTiming with your partner. Instead, try an erotic novel. Or more raunchy reads like Nancy Friday's Buffet of Sexual Fantasies in My Secret Garden.
Hey, Mom, can I borrow a couple of those raunchy novels?
I mean,
can
you imagine? Like, I can't go 3 days without reading some sort of raunchy. Please tell me. Maybe I'm wrong, people. Maybe I'm an old prude or something. But if any of you have that much of a sexual libido that you have to go, I need some sort of fucking porn, a book. Give me a book, anything. Give me. She recommends My Secret Garden.
Well, how come she hasn't recommended headphones?
I know. It just doesn't seem to be getting to that. My Secret Garden, you can get that for those of you who need it. You can get that on Amazon for $9.49, or you can get the audio book for $7.95.
Yeah.
It's Nancy Friday, a lot of sexual fantasies. And I'm going to just give you a couple of reviews of My Secret Garden.
Okay.
According to Amazon.
Wait,
a couple
it's
of
your
people.
Secret garden?
The name of the book is, it's not necessarily My Secret Garden. It's
a secret garden.
You get the idea.
Yeah,
it's a secret garden of some sort. I'm a 38-year-old heterosexual male who has had more than his fair share of female sexual partners and serious girlfriends. I found this book very enlightening. It has changed the way I think about and feel towards women. Before reading this book, I had no idea that women had such a rich and varied sexual fantasy experience. It either constantly slipped my thinking faculties or I reduced them to most likely fantasizing about me or the lovemaking we were engaged in. This goes on.
I mean, this is more smutty than the book.
Yeah. Although this is Jersey City Sparks gave it 5 stars. If you love women,
WNBA team,
Jersey City, I think it is.
I think it.
Although this is an old book, the '70s, the themes and dreams of people are ultimately timeless and blah blah blah. Helps to get your help get over your D.D. Dinah wrote, this book has every possible sexual fantasy one can think of. You will get excited and sometimes quite shocked. It'll help you get past whatever your hang up is. I'll tell you what my hang up is jerking off next to my parents' fucking bedroom. That's my hang up. D.D. Dinah, does this book talk? Oh, here's T from Long Island, one of my people. She didn't like the book. Didn't give it 5 stars. Everyone else gave it 5 stars. T from Long Island, real cunt. She gave it to 4 stars. Interesting insights. It should be about time for a second edition because it's written in the '70s. Although I doubt that any of the fantasies would change that much, perhaps a bit more kinky. But on the whole, it would. T from Long Island. Here's the way we would change it. We're going to have a chapter where a female rock star pisses on one of the fans' face.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like that for a fantasy?
Yeah.
You're at a concert, and the lead singer goes, hey, I got to take a pee. Anybody want to come up on stage? And you go, yeah, me. And then you get up there, you lay down while the trumpet player plays behind you, and the rock star pees on your face. Is that a good revision of the 1970s version? These stories go beyond penthouse letters, and guys who want to understand what and why women fantasize should read this book. A true high watermark for literature. Great book to understand yourself. Fascinating, eye-opening, and erotic. Well, anyway, there you go. get that book. Maybe
was that
some
My
of you,
Secret Garden?
My Secret Garden is the name of the book. It's Nancy Friday. Apparently, it's written for women, about women, and you learn a lot about women. The final way to masturbate at your parents' house this holiday season, use your imagination. Make sure your situation works for you. Maybe you had some glory days in that very room that you want to revisit, or try to come up with fantasies that you can use to get yourself off where you are prevented from making noise. Use your imagination and make the best of what's going on. Enjoy yourself, but try not to scream. This is from psychotherapist Dr. Jen Mann, and she's obviously completely fucking insane.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to sit there and read erotic novels in my parents' little fucking side bedroom. Well, you know, my mom has made the beds nice. You know, my mom goes out of her way to put on some nice sheets for the guest room. I got it all done up for you. Oh, good. I'm glad you did, because I'm going to go jerk off in there. Oh, I'm sorry, meditate in there. Why are you nuts? So there's that. There you go. I mean,
what magazine publishes?
In Style magazine.
Okay.
That's no joke. That's a magazine that tells toys, you know, what's Jennifer Aniston wearing? And do you want to jerk off on your mother?
I like how they're like, you should try to read a book that's 60 years old instead of just watch porn on your cell phone.
No, Alex, it's going to make noise. What if you hit the wrong button? And
not with, use Raycon. This is...
thank you, Alex. Get your Raycon.
This episode brought to you by Raycon.
As a matter of fact, I was just singing...
Jerking off in front of your mom, brought to you by Raycon.
I was just singing the praise of Raycon to Heather McDonald. How great they fit in my ears. Oh, we got a bunch of new characters coming up on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know we might have discussed it a little bit, but there's some new balloons this year, and that's exciting. A lot of new balloons coming to the Thanksgiving. I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I know I've said it before, but I find it cheesy and fun. Let me kind of get you the new balloons here that are going to be. Here we go. It's balloon inflation. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon inflation 2021. Wednesday, November 24th. You can go and watch the balloons being inflated. They do it over at the American Museum of Natural History, right out in the street. And if you're a complete weirdo, you can get there, whatever time of day, and you can watch them being blown up.
Yeah.
And I guess if you had kids or something, that's probably a cute thing to do. And how long does it take to inflate a Macy's Day, parade balloon? A lot of people are probably asking that question. Here's your answer. This is a Thanksgiving episode we're doing right here. It takes about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
To full completion, 45 minutes, which I would have guessed higher, actually, because it takes me about 45 minutes to blow up my daughter's little pool outside, and that fucking thing's tiny, so I don't know how they blow up Snoopy that quickly. Mommy Poppins, is that a new balloon that's coming? Here are some of the new ones that are coming. Hold on. Oh, shit. Vaccinations are required for guests wishing to catch the balloon inflation 2021. In the years past, tens of thousands have crowded the streets surrounding the American Museum of Natural History as an annual favorite. They were Olaf, that he's been around a while, Pillsbury Doughboy, the Grinch, Elf on the Shelf, and more. Along with new additions. So what do you got, Alex? What are the new balloons that we're looking forward to on Thanksgiving Day, Macy's Parade?
Well, there's a lot. There's a Heinz gravy pirate boat. It's a gravy boat, but a pirate boat.
Oh, because it's gravy at Thanksgiving, and Heinz makes a gravy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay, so that's a good one.
They call that a flalunical.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is.
What
but,
else?
The Peacock Network has
flunical is what you do to yourself
when your parents are asleep.
Yeah, when your parents are asleep. You flunical yourself. Go ahead.
A Louisiana themed float from the Peacock Network. It's got a giant peacock on it.
Oh, the Peacock Network. That is our girl. That's our girl.
Demi
Lovato. Mm-hmm. She's got her alien show on. Is she gonna be on the float? I'd love to see her on the float talking nonsense. What else?
There's a, have you heard of Kalahari? I'm not familiar with this, but no. Kalahari features a colorful elephant family designed by a South African artist.
Okay.
There is
nice. That sounds nice.
Minnie Mouse on a Disney cruise.
Oh.
Float.
All right. Well, they got to get those cruises going again.
And Santa will close us out as he has for 95 years.
Oh, that's the he's not a float though. He's just a regular dude. Okay.
But that's the new lineup.
Wow, that is exciting. A couple of things. The Felix the Cat was the first balloon float, mm-hmm. Felix the Cat. Mickey Mouse joined later in 1934, the same year that featured a balloon based on the popular entertainer Eddie Cantor. So the balloons have been around quite some time, and it's all just exciting stuff. So there you have it. We wish you all a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. I think we're probably going to have an episode on Thanksgiving. We're not going to do it on Thanksgiving, but we'll have an episode of some sort. But, you know, we're just trying to get this one going. Like I said, I'm talked out. I've talked a lot, and then I'm doing another podcast. I don't know what I was thinking. This girl wrote me, and she said, would you come and do my podcast? And I, of course, said, yeah, no problem. So, and then we work out, like, where to go do it. And so tomorrow I'm going to do this podcast called, and I think this might be interesting because it's a podcast about sex work.
Mm.
Now, whatever that is. Like, Alex and I were talking about it before we went to air. And, you know, it could be anything from being on OnlyFans to pissing on a fan in a front row, yeah. You know. So there are, but the podcast is about sex mm-hmm. work. I think this girl is a sex worker in okay. some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that could be a lot of, that could be prostitution, that could be stripping.
I don't know what she's doing or how content. She's doing it.
Porn, I believe, even like traditional, you know, Valley yeah. Studios.
But I will be doing her podcast. Whether anyone listens to the podcast, I have no idea. But the name of the podcast is Unnaturally Blonde with Ainsley Waschek.
Okay.
And I will be doing it with Ainsley Waschek. Seems like a nice person. And I'm doing her podcast. And I guess I'll be talking about sex work, which I'm excited to hear. I'm not a sex worker. I don't know anything about it. I'm excited to hear about sex work and what this girl does to make a living. And I think that for those of you who are interested, I'll let you know when it comes out. But I feel like this would be an exciting thing. Listen, I can go on Juicy Scoop yeah. and Fortune all day and talk about Britney Spears and all that. But this yeah. is going to be a little bit of a different thing. Like I'm interested. I want to hear about because sex.
I want to hear how she masturbates around her parents.
She probably has a whole routine mm-hmm. that she does if her parents are even. Still around. I don't, you know, judging by the pictures, maybe not.
Who knows?
But she has 5,728 followers on Instagram. So it looks like she's a person of note, perhaps. I don't know.
Does she have links?
She's got, she has a link to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like there's a ton of followers. Okay. She's got 7 reviews, probably her mom and her dad and a couple of relatives.
A couple creepy dudes.
And then she's done a few episodes. She's done... I don't know, it looks like 5 episodes. So getting me is a big get for her, mm-hmm. big star like myself to come and do this podcast. But I'd be interested to talk about sex work, and that's what I'll be doing tomorrow. I go do that. When it's going to be released, Lord knows. But I think that might be interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I don't know what more I can tell you. You got plenty of me this week. You got Fortune. You got Heather. You got this. So, I mean, we can kind of wrap this up because I feel like, you know, I discuss all the Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, all that stuff I discuss. This one, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to discuss in depth the PB concert mm-hmm. footage. I wanted to talk about masturbating, giving you guys a tip on how to do it in your family's homes quietly. And I wanted to tell you guys all about the cameo party. I feel like we've done all of that. Come to see me, Chicago. You know the drill. Zanies in Chicago, December 13th and 14th. There, I'm back in Chicago. Very excited. The comedian who I was with last night is from Chicago, and he's at the city of Chicago's a buzz that I'm coming back. So that I'm excited about that. And I mentioned La Jolla. That's where I'll be Thanksgiving weekend. And then, of course, New York City 2022. What a way to start off the new year. January 8th, Saturday night. City Winery. I am coming to the small room at City Winery. It's called The Loft. Gorgeous room to see a comedy show. Jen Kirkman is my special guest. She's going to be doing some stuff. We're going to have a great time. That's January 8th, Saturday night, New York City at the City Winery. It's all going to be on frangiolo.com probably today. I'm really going to do it. I'm going to get out there and update that website. Anything else? What do we got to get out of here, Alex? Anything good? Anything bad? What's the situation?
What are you feeling? We have, I mean, if you're at a party and some people are BOing out, you know, if there's some BO at a party, you don't really want them to stand so close to you, you know?
Alex, I mean, the Police is one of my favorites.
Now, this like is, most of these,
as a matter
songs,
of fact, I referenced Stuart Copeland, the drummer for the Police, the other day on the podcast. This is, of course, Sting, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland trio. One of the better trios out there. The Police were just so good. It got to the point where Sting became a little cheesy. Solo Sting became cheesy for whatever reason. I don't know what people think is cool these days, but this song is fucking amazing.
Cold as ice.
Oh, this is like the Police at their best. Don't stand so close to me if you're BOing. Like, no. And it's shocking to me that people don't know the BO is happening.
And if you're using the natural products, you got a head on a swivel.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening to another episode of Cover to Cover. We're happy to do this show. We love it. We just continue to grow, and we hope to continue to grow. We hope you don't get bored with us and you're like, all right, enough is enough of this guy bitching all the time. We love doing it. We want to continue to do it. And as long as you guys keep listening, we'll keep coming. Get a cameo. I just did the cameo party. Get a cameo for your loved one. Get a Patreon. For those of you who don't have Patreon, get it. We're doing a lot of stuff on Patreon, so get that. And nothing. What? Anything else, Alex?
I think that's it.
Love you all. Happy holidays. We're in it now. Holiday season. I think there's anything else I want to discuss. I just want to make sure I'm not leaving anything out. You know, sometimes I email myself topics, and then I get off to we end the podcast. I'm like, we should have talked about that, but I don't think I'm not seeing anything pressing that I'm missing. No, today's show. We could discuss that in another podcast. That's an evergreen. We call it evergreen topic. Mariah Carey's McDonald's menu. We've already knocked that out. Time Magazine's Best Inventions of 2021. I could do that another time. That's easy to do.
Next Thursday, I think.
Yeah, we can knock that out next Thursday. So these are all things to look forward to, you know. I'll just give you a quick preview of some of the best inventions. This is and then it's nothing exciting. Like, it's not that quiet vibrator that you can bring to your parents' house. No. Nothing like that. It's like
things that you can open
artificial intelligence assistive reader. Including smart reading features for anyone who is exposed to large amounts of text at school, work on the go. You just stick this on there and it reads it for you, I guess? It's expensive. It's $1,700. Not cheap.
Doesn't Google already do this?
It's a cam reader, first of its kind. Okay, and that's one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2021. That's going to be something we're discussing on a future episode. Love you all. Bye-bye.